When the pandemic hit, restaurants around the country quickly opened patio seating to recoup some lost profits. But record high temperatures made that impossible, of course, here in the Valley in the summer. And as reporter Caitlin McDaniel found, local restaurants are now taking advantage of the good weather and the temporary dining permits to build outdoor seating for their customers.
When New Mexican restaurant and pub Lovecraft opened in North Phoenix, the red brick building was a relatively simple one-story rectangle. That's about to change.
I mean, we're pouring concrete today. I mean, we're already in the middle of construction.
The owner, Rebecca Golden, is known for making small spaces into hip neighborhood eateries. This time, she's adding a patio on top of her restaurant.
Initially, it was just that we needed an outdoor space. Our summer's pretty rough here, so when the weather is nice, people certainly want to be outside.
She had applied for an outdoor dining permit in October last year, 4 months before the first COVID case in Arizona. Permits were more expensive and took 9 months to process.
Get your site plan approved and all your building plans approved. And, you know, if you have any changes, you got to start submitting changes. And it's a lot of work.
5 months into it, Governor Doug Ducey announced a statewide closure as the threat of a global pandemic loomed.
This is about public health and protecting lives, especially of our elderly and most vulnerable.
Put a halt on everything. We knew we weren't going to start building till we knew if we were going to come out of this COVID restrictions, because what's the point of building a patio if you can't even open up?
Within the first 6 months, Arizona restaurants and bars endured two rounds of statewide shutdowns, with losses estimated by the Arizona Restaurant Association at $2 billion. With the threat of another round of restrictions just around the corner, Huss Brewing in Central Phoenix took initiative as the city of Phoenix loosened patio permits under an emergency temporary outdoor dining program.
I am Chip Malala, the Minister of Craft Beer here at Huss Brewing Company.
Initially, when the first restrictions hit, the brewery started offering curbside pickup for items off of their menu, items hard to find, from bathroom supplies to groceries.
We were selling not just toilet paper, but spaghetti and spaghetti sauce and, you know, burgers and buns. So people would literally go online and fill out their grocery list, come and pick it up at Husk.
It drew customers, and when the restrictions lifted, a bigger crowd. To the point that when the emergency permits and loans were made available, Malala says they jumped at the chance to set up seating in a nearby courtyard.
Bringing that 50% occupancy inside, on Fridays and Saturdays, we've had to turn away a lot of business. And during a down economy and COVID pandemic situation we're all going through, the hardest thing to do is turn away business.
Sam McAllen with the City of Phoenix says temporary outdoor permits let restaurants legally place chairs and tables outside.
We have restaurants in our downtown area that are utilizing sidewalk space right now, where they are moving tables and chairs and planters and trying to make it very nice, you know, putting umbrellas and things up. We have a few restaurants that have inquired and are going through the process to start utilizing parking spaces that are in front of their restaurants.
With the Center for Disease Control and Prevention reporting indoor dining increasingly too risky, McAllen says Phoenix has removed a few legal hurdles to reduce the permit process to just 15 days.
If somebody was going through the permanent process, this is actually one of those zoning changes which require posting in the community and a public input meeting. We're trying to help the businesses, we're trying to help the community, the employees of the business also to stay employed.
After months of losses, it could not happen fast enough.
To go outside has been a godsend and a real lifeline to help us out.
While it is great for Huss Brewery and most restaurants facing shutdowns, it's a bit frustrating for Golden, who applied for her permit a year ago.
You know, I've already gone through the process. I've already paid the fees. They're certainly not going to pay me back for all the fees I paid. So I can't look backwards. I just have to keep looking forward.
Golden will likely have a roof patio in the neighborhood once the restrictions lift. And with a permanent outdoor permit, McAllen says she won't have to put her chairs and tables back inside. While patio construction wraps up and the city remains under COVID-19 restrictions, diners will have to wait patiently.
It's gonna be, I'm going to say probably about 45 minutes at least. Oh my gosh.
But Golden promises the wait will be worth it.
Look at all these mountains, and I realized, you know, really missing out here, being in the Phoenix Preserve area and nobody has a rooftop patio.
And that was student reporter Caitlin McDaniel, and her story is part of KJZZ's partnership with ASU's Cronkite School of Journalism.